Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of these airwaves. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And you can join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us that way if you prefer. In fact, I prefer, because generally you will sound better if you're on Skype. So take the effort, if you don't already have it, to, if you like the idea of calling in to participate, add Skype to your computer or your smartphone, because it's worth it. I know it's made by Microsoft, and sure, it's, you know, going to probably allow the NSA to spy on everything you say, but you're calling a radio show, so anyone can listen to what you say anyway, so it doesn't matter. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. I've been teasing the story about Venezuela for like a week. I feel like we should probably get to it. But coming up, the latest on the Silk Road / Ross Ulbricht trial that we have been covering all week long here in, I would say, fairly good detail.
And we'll probably continue doing for the next 4 to 6 weeks.
I certainly intend to. Yeah, I think it's probably one of the most important cases of our time. Certainly the most important case that I know of happening right now. And there's a lot to talk about. Now, today there was no actual courtroom action. There was nothing that happened today because, I don't know, for whatever reason, they took the day
off.
No
giant revelation or...
Nothing. Just nothing happened in the courtroom. Nothing. So, for whatever reason, yesterday was the last day for this week. They're going to, as I understand it, resume trial on Monday.
If I had to guess, I would say that because it took 2 days for the first witness,
mm-hmm.
and if you figure on average... 2 days per witness.
Yep.
You don't want to start a witness on Friday and then have to pick up with him on Monday and then, you know, totally forget where you were.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So I don't know what the reason for it was, but regardless, there are still some folks up there in New York City. I understand that John Bush is going to try to come back next week. He's looking to raise money to do that. You might be able to help him out over at thelibertybeat.com. He's just done an amazing job so far this week, keeping track of everything that's been going on in and outside of the courtroom over at thelibertybeat.com. So we've got an update on the man who has now been accused of being Dread Pirate Roberts, the same guy who owned MT Gox. Now, longtime listeners of the show will recognize the name MT Gox, probably won't recognize the name Mark Karpeles. Honestly, I didn't know the guy's name until just a few days ago. I'd seen it before, but it didn't really ring a bell with me or anything.
Yeah,
like that.
When I saw the name last night, I was thinking, like, I know this name, but I don't know why I know this name.
Yeah, so he's responded to the accusation that he is the actual Dread Pirate Roberts, and we can read his response. Plus, Vice.com is reporting that the jury in the Silk Road trial doesn't get the internet, and they say that's a problem. So that's all stuff we can talk about. Plus, Daryl, you've got an interesting story about asset forfeiture, which is a horrible thing. However, it appears that there may be some restrictions being placed upon
it. Yes.
Which is good news. But first, this is, now, to be fair, it's a little bit old. I bookmarked this one about a week ago, but the situation in Venezuela is certainly not getting better anytime soon. We've been following Venezuela, off and on Free Talk Live over the last few years. It's just a fascinating study in failure of socialism. And, of course, the people who are running Venezuela would point to other factors as to why their country is not able to have toilet paper and other basic items. They like to blame the United States for their problems, but really it's a problem with socialism and controlling the marketplace with government.
Right, but when you have sanctioned and embargoes on a country, that doesn't exactly help.
Are there sanctions on Venezuela from the United States?
I believe that there are some. It's not, you know, anywhere near as severe as the sanctions against Cuba.
Okay.
But I am 99.9% positive that there are some kind of sanctions against Venezuela.
Well, you know, even if you can't trade with the United States, and again, I don't know what to what extent those sanctions exist, but even if you, even if, let's just say you couldn't trade with the United States, that still leaves the other 200 countries in the world, or however many, that you could do business with. And the fact that the government is essentially standing in the way of business in Venezuela is a major reason why stuff doesn't work. And plus, you got the not only does the government stand in the way in Venezuela, they've nationalized some businesses in Venezuela, including grocers.
Yes.
And it's just an insane situation. The story is coming from Bloomberg.com, where shoppers thronged grocery stores across Caracas today. This was written last Friday, as deepening shortages led the government to put Venezuela's food distribution under military protection. Long lines, some stretching for blocks, formed outside of grocery stores in the South American country's capital as residents search for scarce basic items such as detergent and chicken.
So they get, so they're getting rations then, like they're getting a set amount of rations per day?
I don't even know if it's rations at this point. I mean, the store shelves in a lot of cases are just empty. So they're just trying to find anything they can find, and just try to imagine for a moment. I mean, it's, we take our lifestyle here in the United States as for granted. I mean, it very rarely happens that you go into a grocery store and they're sold out of something.
Unless you happen to go to Market Basket this summer, past summer.
Right. That was, you're referencing the grocery store chain that had a, sort of some internal strife, and mm-hmm. there was strikes and things like that. But on average, you know, when you go into grocer, there's never a shortage of anything because, well, the market, when left to its own devices, when business owners are able to trade and buy and sell and do business with, generally without the federal government or state governments meddling in every transaction, then they're able to bring products to the consumer at a relatively cheap price and manage to make a profit at the same time and keep all the lights turned on and all these employees employed and everybody is happy here in the United States. But try to imagine for a moment that you could not find chicken, that you could not find detergent. And they don't mention it here, but toilet paper was the one that we talked about most recently in Venezuela as being one of the shortages. This was several months ago.
Wow.
That it was tough to get toilet paper in Venezuela because of these government insane controls on their currency, which we'll touch on that here in a moment. So these lines are stretching outside of grocery stores. Imagine that, too. Imagine having to wait outside of the store just to get in the store in the hopes that eventually you might be able to find some scraps.
I was at the grocery store just before coming on the air tonight, and I was getting frustrated that there were seven lines that weren't moving. You know, there's like 20 lines total, but only seven of them are open, and none of them are moving, including the self-checkout. And then ultimately I found one of the self-checkouts that nobody was at, but people were just standing behind, so I just went and ran and used it.
Do you like the self-checkouts?
They're faster.
Yeah. Are they? I don't know.
Especially when you've got like eight people in every line and they're just standing there.
That's true. I agree with you there. If there is a line, then a self-checkout that has no line is faster. But going one to another, like if you have no line at a person checkout and then you have no line at the self-checkout and you have more than a couple items, you're going to be slower at the self-checkout.
Absolutely.
Right, but I generally only have a couple of items anyway.
Yeah, if you're buying a lot in bulk or you're getting produce and you have to, you know, manually, you know, type in the name of the product or fruit
that's
or whatever they're
purchasing. Because you don't know the numbers.
Right. Exactly.
But
the cashier does. And they're just like, click, click, click. Okay.
Bananas are 40-11. That's the only fruit that I remember.
Now, I don't know if every self-checkout's like this, but the one that I go to Price Chopper, which is a regional grocery chain that's 24 mm-hmm. hours in the Northeast, and their self-checkouts are notoriously slow.
When
you scan an item, it scans it in right away, but then it takes a moment. Even once you put it in the bag in the weighing area, it still takes it a moment to kind of reset.
Please place in the baggage area.
Yeah, but even after you place it, it takes a decent amount of time to reset, and that time seems to extend the more items you have. So the larger your order is, the slower it gets as you go through it. That said, I still go through it anyway just because I like it.
Well, they always seem to close down those health checkouts late at night, like after like 10 o'clock, and then it's usually only like, yeah, I realize there's not really a lot of people at the store after 10 o'clock, but...
Well, they always have to have somebody monitoring the self-checkouts because they're going to walk through with alcohol, and of course they're scared to death that, you know, they're going to get busted by the cops, and so they always have to check IDs and that kind of thing. So, we'll talk more about Venezuela. I realize we got sidetracked into self-checkouts there. You're welcome.
But to answer the question, if there's no line at the self-checkout, no line at a person, I'll go to the person.
Generally, I will, too, unless I'm feeling antisocial. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can take control here, and we'll talk more about what's going on in Venezuela, plus the latest on the Ross Ulbricht trial all on the way.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial, the fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
By now you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll free here, and you can bring up anything you want. The latest on the Silk Road and the newest allegations that came out yesterday, the bombshell, for lack of a better term, that it was actually, according to the defense,
Mark Edge.
No, but Mark Karpeles, who is, it would be hilarious if it was Mark Edge, because he can't even operate a computer.
I had heard that he made the announcement a couple nights ago on Free Talk Live.
That he was Dread Pirate
that
Roberts.
That he was Dread Pirate Roberts.
I think everyone was saying they were Dread Pirate Roberts.
No, I'm Dread Pirate
Roberts. Right, one of those, I am what, Spartacus?
I am Spartacus.
I'm Dread Pirate Roberts. So, yeah, we'll talk more about what's going on with the Silk Road case. Some pretty outrageous stuff happened yesterday, and now there's a response from Mark Karpeles about the allegations that he is, in point of fact, according to the defense and according to the Department of Homeland Security, a person they were interviewing on the stand was under suspicion for being Dread Pirate Roberts. But also talking about Venezuela and what's happening with the grocery stores there, where apparently now they are under military protection. And I'm not sure why they're under military protection, considering they're sold out of pretty much all the basics. You can't even get chicken, toilet paper, detergent, you know, really basic items you can't get at these stores, but yet there are lines of people.
Well, if you had a grocery store and you had no product on the shelf and people were there for product,
mm-hmm.
they would probably get
a little upset.
A little upset. They might riot.
That's a good point.
So.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, so we'll talk more about what's going on there, but first we go to Pete in California. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Oh, you think that that's bad, the military controlling a supermarket in Venezuela? You wait till that happens in the United States when the economy crashes, you know? It's, you know, you ever heard that?
Well, when is that going to happen, Pete?
Well, probably.
Because I've been hearing for the last 20 years that the economy is about to collapse at any moment.
You know that song by Rage Against the Machine that goes...
No, I can't say recall that.
You know what we should do is we should put Rage Against the Machine on a loudspeaker and just take the baseball bat and smash the window and steal all the TVs and, you know...
That's a terrible idea. Why would you suggest something like that?
I was being sarcastic, but yeah, people are going to do that. I think that, I forget the sociologist said that study, I think it's 3 days till anarchy or something like that. If the water, the power, the TV, the basic stuff, you know, quote, quote, like food and whatnot, below that, that's cut off within 3 days, he said people are going to go wild. In ancient Israel, when people played the whore and turned their back on Yahweh, the problem is, They eventually started eating each other because they had famine, they had disease, pestilence, and we have the audacity nowadays to think that somehow that God's standards and the Ten Commandments are still not the standards and that we can do whatever we want without consequence. I want you to comment on that.
I'm curious what that has to do with the point of the call that was the imminent collapse of the U.S. economy. I'm still curious when the economy is going to collapse, because, as I said, I've been hearing for 20 years that the economy is about to collapse.
It's right around the corner, Daryl.
It's right around the corner. So is it right around the corner? Like, you know, next week economy collapses? When does that happen, Pete?
Lindsay Williams from Prophecy Club says that his elite sources from the pipeline, when he was a chaplain for them, said that during the dollar's going to be... The dollar is going to be in circulation, but it's not going to be worth jack to buy you food at the store coming up in this fall.
So, dollar is actually pretty strong right now. I mean, all things considered, you've got the price of silver's down, the price of Bitcoin's down, the price of gas is down. Thanks, Pete, for your call tonight. I mean, a lot of people are surprised by this.
But he did say this fall. So he did give us a timeline.
It reminded me of this prophet. I guess he was a pastor. I cannot remember the name for the life of me. But
Alex Jones?
No, not Alex Jones.
Is he a pastor?
No, but he makes a lot of prophecies of any day now, it's going to happen.
Well, I remember he predicted that the end of the world was going to be like May 2nd, 2011, and then it didn't happen. And he said, no, it's going to be this October. Of course, it didn't happen.
Are you thinking about Harold Camping from the church group that has...
Yeah, it's Harold. That sounds familiar.
He's dead now.
Yeah, I know he is. Right. That's ironic.
Yeah. Family, I forget what the company's called, like Family Radio or something like that. They own a bunch of radio stations and put just, you know, religious programming on constantly. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. One lady, Elizabeth Elsa, 27-year-old janitor, says, I visited 6 stores already today looking for detergent, and I can't find it anywhere. She's waiting in a line outside of a supermarket in eastern Caracas. She says, quote, we're wearing our dirty clothes again because we can't find it. At this point, I'll buy whatever I can find, unquote. A dearth of foreign currency exacerbated by collapsing oil prices has led to shortages of imports from toilet paper to car batteries and helped push annual inflation to 64% in November. The lines will persist as long as price controls remain in place. Luis Vicente León, director of Caracas-based polling firm Datanalysis, said today in a telephone interview, government officials met with representatives from supermarket chains today to guarantee supplies, state news agency AVN reported. Interior Minister Carmen Melendez said yesterday security forces would be sent to food stores and distribution centers to protect the shoppers. Don't fall into desperation. We have the capacity and products for everyone with calmness and patience. The stores are full, she said on state television. Now, right next to this quote about the stores being full is a photograph showing empty shelves at a supermarket in the La Boyera part of eastern Caracas.
You just have to imagine that the food is there.
Yeah. The top shelf, there's some stuff up there. Maybe that's because people can't reach. But otherwise, the shelves here have been pretty devastated. President Nicolas Maduro said last week he vowed to implement an economic counteroffensive to steer the country out of recession, including an overhaul of the foreign exchange system. He has yet to provide details. While the main government-controlled exchange rate sets a rate of 6.3 bolivars per U.S. dollar, the black market rate is as much as 187 bolivars per U.S. dollar. Now, it's important to stop here to really explain, and I have to say I'm not an economist, so I'll do my best at this, to explain why this is insane. So what's going on is the Venezuelan government has essentially put a price control on their own currency, the bolivar.
Yes.
They have determined, arbitrarily, of course, that their bolivar is, you know, what you should get 6.3 bolivars per U.S. dollar. Now, if you actually have a U.S. dollar and you go into the streets of Venezuela and you know who to talk to, you can get as much as 187 bolivars for that dollar. So there's a huge...
I'll take the 187, please, yeah. Alex.
Now, that's the top. You know, that's the top tier. That's, you got to know the right people. You got to be dealing with a lot of dollars, that kind of thing, or whatever. But there's also, you know, any range between usually like 6... Because last time we were talking about this, it was usually going for like 60 to 70 bolivars per dollar. So 10 times the official rate. Now it's 187 in some instances. So what this does is it completely just messes with the economy. And we can talk more about how that happens here in a little bit. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because if you're trying to do business sort of on Front Street, you have to use the official exchange rate. But if you do business in the black market, you can use the black market exchange rate and get a much better deal if you can get your hands on dollars in Venezuela. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. Whether you've got comments on the economic situation in Venezuela, it is not looking good as military troops have been dispatched to grocery stores to ostensibly protect the shoppers, is what the claim is. As the state's inflation rate has, it's solidly at 67%, although, as Forbes points out, that's only the official inflation rate. And we know that here in the United States, the U.S. government does their best to pretend like the inflation rate is much lower than it actually is. So what the actual inflation rate is in Venezuela is up to anybody to take a shot at, but even the official rate is a ridiculous number. And just try to imagine living in a situation where you're getting a paycheck, and then a matter of a day later, that paycheck doesn't buy the same thing that it would have bought if you had cashed it that same day.
What happened in Zimbabwe when they had their hyperinflation? you would walk into a grocery store with bags of money, literally bags of money, and it would not buy you the amount of food you were hoping when you left the store as what it would have when you walked into the store.
Do you know what the rate was at that time?
I believe the official rate was
over 100% or something
like that. 500, maybe 1,000% officially.
Right. So that's what we're talking about right now, is how bad things are out there and the insanity of the price controls. Not only are they putting price controls on products in the country and nationalizing industries, taking over stores. There was a story we read like a year ago about how they nationalized some electronic stores. They went in there and I don't know if they completely nationalized them, but they forced price controls on them. And they're doing the same thing here. Of course, there's more to say about it. We'll get into that here, but your calls come first. So let's go to the phones where we have Jason on the line listening in Colorado. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Danica, and Daryl.
Yeah, hi. I know it's kind of an old subject, but I was referring to the wanted to say something about the basketball coach who owned the Spurs, or LA Clippers.
I'm not familiar with this. What is this? Is this like that racist basketball coach from earlier in 2014? Okay.
Sterling, he was the owner of the team.
Yeah. Well, the thing I wanted to say was I just think that, you know, I just feel like, that situation was looked at totally different. And, you know, the media and everybody got right on it and everything. I mean, despite the side taking the racist issue out of the thing. I mean, I just think, like, you know, it was a private conversation, and even though his opinion's messed up, you know what I mean? I think that, you know, I mean, he doesn't have, in America, you have to treat everybody with equality, you know what I mean? But now we're talking about a guy, not, even though I don't agree with his comments or what he thinks or whatnot, having the freedom to think his own thoughts in a private conversation that he has, you know, it lose all his stuff. I mean, even if I was a black person, I would feel like, you know, when Kanye West got up and said that thing about Taylor Swift, I didn't like what he had to say or whatever, you know what I mean?
Well, just because you have freedom of speech doesn't mean that you should be immune from consequences.
Right, additionally, the NBA...
I mean, to have his own thoughts. I mean, if he treated somebody different because of the color of their skin, that's one thing. But a guy he can sit there and think whatever he wants. I mean, he still has the right to think whatever he wants, even though I don't agree with it. He has the right to
think. He wasn't thinking what he wanted. He spoke his thoughts into the world, and then somebody recorded him saying those things. And
the NBA, which is the National Basketball Association, they have guidelines.
Jason, hold on there. Go ahead, Daryl.
The NBA, which is the National Basketball Association, they have guidelines and criteria of professionalism that all of the basketball owners must adhere to. And if they don't adhere to that, then the NBA can do a couple of things. They can either tell the owner, you have to sell the team, you can't own it anymore, or the extreme, they could say, okay, your team no longer exists in our organization.
Wow, that's pretty...
And they did the former. They told him, you know, you have to sell the team, you don't meet the standards anymore. And, you know, instead of getting rid of an entire franchise... They found it easier to, you know, find a new owner for the team.
Jason, you're back. Go ahead.
I understand that. I just think that, you know, in America, even though we don't like what other people might think in their own private thoughts, that, you know, the worst thing that could have happened to him is his stuff come out on the air and he would have reaped the own consequences of his own actions and his own words anyway, you know.
And one of the consequences was the NBA told him he had to sell his team.
Right, and his reputation got ruined as well, and he deserved it. Thank you, Jason, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're actually going to have Lionel on the show tomorrow night, if all goes as planned, who is one of my favorite talk show hosts from years past. He's not an active host on talk radio anymore, but he does his own YouTube videos, and he's been really really just hard. I mean, he's been hitting the Charlie Hebdo issue fairly heavily, and he's pointed out that this magazine, and I'm sure he'll explain this better tomorrow night, but this magazine is a very hateful magazine.
Yes.
This isn't just, you know, innocent cartoons that this company publishes. For people to say that they are Charlie Hebdo is essentially akin to saying, you know, that they're with the KKK or something like that. It's that level of hate and bigotry. So it'll be interesting to have Lionel get his comments, because we haven't really talked about the whole Charlie Hebdo thing here on Free Talk Live. We've been more focusing on Silk Road and Ross Ulbricht trial and things like that. So, yeah, I mean, I don't feel sorry for that team owner.
Oh, not one bit.
No, I mean, I just, you know, like you said, you do have freedom of speech, but there are certainly consequences that come with it. And, you know, let's not forget what the NBA is mostly made of. I mean, that was just a very, very poor judgment of him.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. So we were sharing with you the story from Bloomberg.com about grocery shelves in Venezuela looking a little sparse. There are people who are lined up outside of the stores. One lady says she's been looking for she's looked at six stores in one day. She couldn't find any detergent, and she cleans for a living. She's a janitor, so she can't even clean her own shirt, let alone clean whatever it is she's trying to clean as far as store.
Dare I say that the shelves of the North Korean grocers are probably better stocked?
That is a good question, Daryl.
Many of them are not for sale.
Well, unfortunately, we can't get cameras into the North Korean groceries to really understand what the situation is like there, if they even have grocery stores.
Well, remember the one Vice documentary where they went over with Dennis Rodman for the basketball thing. They were taken into some sort of shopping mall grocery sort of thing, and all of the shelves they had, you know, the line of product, but it was only one item product deep.
Right, it was a show store.
Yeah, they couldn't actually buy anything.
Yeah, a lot of it wasn't for sale.
It was just for show. So here's the remainder of the story from Bloomberg.com. A dearth of foreign currency, exacerbated by collapsing oil prices, has led to shortages of imports from toilet paper to car batteries. And they say now that annual inflation is 64% as of November. Government officials met with representatives from supermarket chains to guarantee supplies, as though a government bureaucrat sitting down with the executives from the supermarket chain is going to somehow solve their supply line problems. Like, look, if I were these supermarket chain owners, of course, you know, you're in Venezuela, so you better do what the government says, but ideally I would tell the government to go pound sand while I called more suppliers and actually tried to find supplies rather than sitting with these
people. To put the 67% inflation into perspective, the official inflation rate in the United States is roughly 1.5%. The official inflation numbers show that there's been a 97% decline in the value of the dollar over the last 100 years.
That's right.
So you're looking at that decline every year and a half in Venezuela.
So the toll-free number here, thank you for that. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Inside a Plan Suarez grocery store yesterday in Caracas, shelves were mostly bare, while the government's claiming that the stores are full. 855-450-FREE.
And now from the Cato Institute, the Cato Constitution Minute. Congress is given legislative power by Article 1 of the Constitution. Congress's powers are limited, but they are vitally important. Congress can tax, raise an army, pass immigration laws, but if a power isn't listed or clearly indicated by the Constitution, Congress may not act. The Tenth Amendment reiterates this point. Powers not delegated by the Constitution remain with the states or with the people. This fact may often be difficult to see given the powers Congress claims for itself. Consider interstate commerce. Congress does regulate it, but they have interpreted this power so broadly that they now strictly control transactions that aren't interstate or commerce. That's not what our nation's founders intended. It's not even in the text of the Constitution. To learn more, visit the Cato Institute online at cato.org.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE and join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. If you are enjoying the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can do that is by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. Once again, that is shop.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can enter into Amazon, where you'll find all kinds of great deals. The regular Amazon awesomeness that you're used to is just that a cut of the sale will go to Free Talk Live when you start your shopping there at shop.freetalklive.com. Something else you can get through our website, which you cannot get at Amazon, is BuzzBox Coffee. Coffee.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get a free pound. All you have to do is pay the shipping cost. It's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica, and shade grown. It's excellent coffee, but find out for yourself. Just pay that shipping cost. You'll get a free pound shipped right to your door. Coffee.freetalklive.com. You can cancel your subscription at any time, so you've got nothing to lose. Plus, when you buy your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, a portion of the profits goes to microloans to help people in really tough parts of the world make a better life for themselves. So, once again, that's coffee.freetalklive.com. We're talking about Venezuela, and Tommy in Glasgow has some comments via Skype. Hello, Tommy.
Hey, they may take your lives, but they'll never take your free talk life. How you doing, lads?
Tommy, good evening, or good morning to you, I guess, at this point. It's past midnight there. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes, it's 10 to 1 in the morning, yeah. I'm just driving about Glasgow.
Uh-oh.
bit of snow has fallen. It's a bit icy, a bit treacherous conditions, but it's all fun. Yeah, what I was phoning regards was to pass on some knowledge that I have on Venezuela.
Sure.
My young cousin, he was born there. He was a young Venezuelan, but his father, who my uncle, he works for a major oil company. When he qualified with a first class honours from a Glasgow University, he moved on to work for one of the major oil companies. I'll remain nameless, but he left very quickly when Hugo Chavez took power, and he didn't have good words to say about Hugo Chavez. But for myself, I always had a bit of a ribbon match with him, if you like, a bit of fun, you know, because I thought, well, Hugo Chavez, what he did was similar to what Iran did when the Iranian Revolution, you know, when the Shah of Iran, who was a despot and was controlling the oil, when Iran decided, you know, we want to nationalise our oil and take back which is rightfully ours, and then they were placed with sanctions. And the same thing happened to Venezuela. As soon as he declared, he said, well, you know, look, what we're going to do, we're going to take more of our oil because it's our country's oil. And so what happened...
Well, that's nonsense, Tommy. I mean, the government doesn't own the oil. And when something...
Hold on. If a company, if a country has defaulted, for example, the World Bank and IMF, through the structural adjustment loans, if a country defaulted on a loan, then that the World Bank and IMF would then start to dictate the terms and conditions of what is placed on it. And multinational oil companies, along with other multinational fruit companies and multinational, you name it, when a country defaults, then basically the rights or the assets or the resources, they go through bankruptcy proceedings, and then they're dictated to from outside how much assets they can have. And so when Hugo Chavez had took over a bankrupt Venezuela, it was already bankrupt for 10, 20 years before that through the machinations of the World Bank and IMF. You can all check it out. Head of the World Bank at the time, Robert McNamara, who came through the State Department of your own country, and when he got a hold of the World Bank, these structural adjustment loans meant that the countries would never get out of this debt cycle burden. And so the multinational corporations had took control from Venezuela. And so when Hugo Chavez says, you know, hold on, we're going to stop this straight away, and as I say, my uncle, he had to leave that country, flee that country, because his company that he was working with was chased out. Now, you might think that is wrong, right, because it was part of the capitalist system, but if the people are not benefiting at all, you know, at all, if the resources from the land have been stripped from it, and the people have got nothing...
Plenty of people benefited from the existence of the companies in Venezuela by the fact that they had jobs. And then if you think that people are going to benefit because the government takes over a company, you're in for a surprise, because the government can't manage for garbage.
But hold on, the sanctions for a long time, right? Venezuela was able to produce a lot more for its people. And you know, the infrastructure of the country improved, and then you found that despite attempts, some by CIA attempts to assassinate him and have a coup d'état, the people realised that, hold on, their conditions are improving bit by bit. The conditions of the Venezuelan over a period of 10, 15 years improved. And even despite the sanctions placed on it, illegal sanctions by United States and other countries, because if a country wanted to do trade with Venezuela, if the United States didn't like it, then it would say, hold on, if you trade with that country, then we're going to ban trade with you. So then you found, and Venezuela found, the limited people that it was able to trade with. And so the only countries it could trade with, maybe Russia, Iran, or Cuba. So it found a limited resource pool, and so this is what's caused the problem now, is because, well, it's now called, well, you call it geopolitics, but you can engineer the oil price to a level where it goes up to over $100, and you can engineer it to go down to less than $50. And for the oil producing nations, this has caused a catastrophe. Now, Saudi Arabia is rich and oil rich, and they can get over it, but when Venezuela has run a program of spending on its infrastructure that was totally against the grain the World Bank and IMF placed on it, but Hugo
Chavez says, no, we're not going to suffer anymore. So they spent hugely on a programme of health, of education, of road building and infrastructure that the country had never seen before and needed. And that's why I say for a period of 10, 15 years, it benefited greatly. But through the effects of geopolitics...
Which 10 or 15 years are you talking about?
Because the period of Hugo Chavez. The period of Hugo Chavez. So you found, if you look at the period before
The country was in the junker when Hugo Chavez died.
Exactly. And so that's what I'm saying. The multinational corporations had left it, a bankrupt nation, and they were able to do as they pleased, as they can do in any country. When the World Bank has bankrupt a nation, it can then dictate, you know, and send in slave labor shops for you.
So wait, I don't understand. You're saying that there was all these glory days in Venezuela under Hugo Chavez.
No, there wasn't glory days. It was a case of they were maybe able to spend a wee bit more. He started directing some more money into the economy.
That he was also never going froze. Wasn't it not Hugo Chavez who froze the exchange rate as well on the bolivar?
Yeah, well, that's because it was pegged to a dollar, and for a time it was able to do that, and they were able to withstand it. But then, obviously, the pressure of the world's largest superpower placing sanctions on it.
No, that's not what it is. It's the problem with meddling with the economy. I mean, that causes all kinds of unintended consequences. If you manually set an exchange rate with your governmental power, the market doesn't care about that, and it's just going to go right around that as it's doing in the black market and set its own black market rate, but then as a result there's all kinds of just horrifying consequences which ultimately leads to no toilet paper in the country. I mean, these guys don't have toilet paper.
Use the bolivars as toilet paper. It's almost worthless anyway.
It sounds like you are pumping up this dictator as though he did something for the people in Venezuela.
Hold on. You say dictator. He was elected. He's dead now. He died a few years ago of cancer. But he was elected.
So was Saddam Hussein. That doesn't make him any less of a dictator.
But yeah, socialism just doesn't work, Tommy. I mean, you can blame...
Are you saying capitalism works?
I don't know how you would define capitalism.
George Bush was elected twice. Did he elect himself fairly, or do you think those elections were rigged? Do you think he was voted in a fair way? Because from the outside, the hanging chads, his brother in Florida, then, there's a case to say that he was a dictator for those 8 years.
He wanted to be a dictator.
I'm no fan of George Bush, if it was a dictatorship, right. So long as I was the dictator.
To answer the question...
Tommy, of America, the multinational corporations dictate to the American people. So America has got a dictatorship. It's just you don't call it a dictatorship. The fraud is that there's a democracy, say. It's a democracy. No, Malcolm X called it nothing but disguised hypocrisy. And you know that yourselves. You have not got a democracy there. It's a dictatorship. And it's run by the elites. The less than 1%. You know you have got a dictatorship. So whether you call them Saddam Hussein or Hugo Chavez or George Bush.
They're all the same to me. But at least in the United States, there's a little bit more of a semblance of economic freedom in comparison to Venezuela. Thank you, Tommy, for the call.
Now, to answer his question, he asked if I thought that George Bush was elected fairly. And I will answer by saying this, that I don't think that any elections are fair. Because elections are rigged from the beginning when you have all sorts of requirements that give preferential treatment to Republicans and Democrats and harm the independent and minor party candidates. They're not fair from the beginning, and it doesn't really matter who winds up winning in the end. They're not fair to begin with.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its 7 moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month.
lump that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at shinybadges.com, write worms in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.